the CJ-4 gets a type certificate, an emergency AD is issued for the Boeing 737, and a disaster drill at a Nigerian airport turns into the real thing. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 16th, 2010. Cessna reports receipt of an FAA type certificate for the newest member of the Citation jet family. The CJ-4 is approved for single pilot operations and shares a common pilot type rating with the other CJs. Retail price in $2,010 for a typically equipped Citation CJ-4 is $9 million U.S. The 4 takes off in 3,130 feet at max takeoff weight, climbs to 45,000 feet in 28 minutes, tops out at 453 knots, has a range of 2,002 nautical miles with two crew and five passengers, and lands in 2,700 feet at max landing weight. All those numbers are based on Cessna test data. Deliveries of the CJ-4 are scheduled to begin later this year. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for several models of the Boeing 737 after a crew detected severe vibration in the elevator and made an otherwise uneventful emergency landing. The cause reported to the FAA was a failure of the aft attach lugs on the left elevator tab control mechanism. Subsequent investigation revealed extensive damage to the elevator tab control system. Severe vibration in this attach point is suspected of allowing rapid wear of the joint and resulted in failure of the attach lugs. The FAA says this condition, if not corrected, could result in a loss of aircraft control and structural integrity. Boeing already has a related service bulletin dated this past Friday. Find more detail on the AD in a text story dated March 15th at aero-news.net. A Nigerian Air Force Alenia G-222 skidded off a runway at Port Harcourt International Airport Saturday as it was arriving for a mock disaster drill that suddenly became the real thing. Several injuries were reported among 30 Nigerian officials and journalists who were on board. Port Harcourt police told Reuters the plane was severely damaged, but there were no fatalities. Nigerian news agencies claim that most of the injuries sustained in the incident happened after the crash. Sorting out actual trauma may have been difficult, as up to 24 of the passengers were already in costume as disaster victims for the drill. Up next on ANN, winglets are available for more King Air models. Rockwell's transportable Black Hawk simulator is chosen by Bahrain. And if you love helicopters, this will be tough to watch. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Hawker Beechcraft and Flight Safety International report receipt of approval to conduct theoretical and practical hands-on technical training to support the Hawker 4000 and Beechcraft King Air C-90 from the Civil Aviation Authority of China. The authorization paves the way for MX Pro regulatory maintenance training to be provided to Chinese technicians, allowing them to be certified to perform maintenance on the two models, both of which are already operating in China. BLR Aerospace says the FAA last week certified its winglet systems for King Air 90s. Deliveries will begin immediately. The initial certification will apply to all King Air C-90As, C-90GTs, and C-90GTIs. Follow-on certifications will expand coverage to earlier C-90s and C-90Es. The company's winglet systems are already certified and installed on King Air 200s, 200 GTs, and 300s, with 200 systems delivered to date. Hawker Beechcraft Systems has its own upgrade package using BLR Aerospace winglets for the King Air C-90 GTI. BLR says that depending on mission profile, winglets can reduce fuel consumption by more than 5% and reduce time to climb to flight level 250 by more than 10%. The system is available from the worldwide BLR dealer network, including many HBS-authorized locations. Rockwell Collins says the Kingdom of Bahrain has selected its T-Boss, or Transportable Black Hawk Operations Simulator, to train its UH-60M Black Hawk helicopter pilots. It's the second foreign sale of the unit. The first foreign T-Boss will be delivered to the United Arab Emirates shortly. Ken Schrader, Rockwell VP and General Manager of Simulation and Training Solutions, observes, quote, "The beauty of this trainer is that its mobile nature makes it possible to take training to pilots in the field, saving precious time and resources," unquote. T-Boss is a high-fidelity air, land, and sea transportable simulator. It can be ready for training within 8 hours of arrival due to its own power and environmental control unit. Stateside, T-Boss is currently in operation at Fort Rucker, Fort Campbell, Fort Riley, and Fort Indiantown Gap. Additional deliveries are coming soon to Fort Rucker and Fort Bragg. If you love helicopters, be glad you weren't at NASA's Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia last Wednesday. Researchers strapped four crash test dummies into an MD-500 and dropped it from a height of 35 feet at 33 miles per hour at a steep descent angle onto a concrete pad. 160 channels of data were collected. The passengers would have suffered severe injuries, and the helicopter is beyond repair. But as you might expect, this all had a point. That same helicopter was also drop-tested back in December, with the same dummies on board. I know. If they got on a second time, they really are dummies, right? In that earlier test, the 500 was carrying an expandable honeycomb cushion called a deployable energy absorber. In that test, from the same height, speed, and angle, the dummies were fine, and even the helicopter was reusable. Researchers will now compare the data from that December test to last week's to evaluate the effectiveness of the pad. The U.S. Army donated the MD-500 used in the test. Still ahead, the World Hot Air Balloon Championship will return to the U.S. NASA offers researchers free zero-G flights. And an arrest in Surprise Valley was no surprise. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Delegates attending the annual meeting of the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale's Ballooning Commission in Lausanne, Switzerland, have unanimously approved a bid by the Balloon Federation of America to host the 2012 World Hot Air Balloon Championship. The venue will be Battle Creek, Michigan. The 2012 event will be the 20th biennial and marks the fifth time it's been held in the U.S. Dates have not yet been announced. Battle Creek will also host this year's U.S. National Championship, August 23rd through the 28th. NASA is offering federal, state, and local governments, companies, nonprofits, and academic institutions free zero-G flights for their experiments. The aircraft used will fly parabolas, which can produce brief periods of zero-G, or the reduced gravity found on the Moon or Mars. The flight time is free, but the experimenters will have to cover other expenses. Applications for FAST, or the Facilitated Access to the Space Environment for Technology, are due at NASA's Innovative Partnerships Program at headquarters in Washington by Monday, April 19th. The flights will take place in September. Find a URL which provides a direct link to more information at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated March 15th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, 27-year-old Susan Alexandria was arrested while eating breakfast in California's Surprise Valley. But she couldn't have been too surprised. A local newspaper reporter put two and two together when a Piper Cherokee turned up mysteriously in a hayfield about the same time Susan checked into the JNR Hotel without a car, saying she was lost. Police tell the Press Democrat the plane's fuel tanks were empty, but the fuselage was still full of Susan's luggage, one of her credit cards, and she had the keys in her pocket when confronted at breakfast. They also say Susan confessed to taking the plane. The plane had been stolen Tuesday from Sonoma County Airport. The owner is Candace Brown Elliott, Susan's landlady and family friend, who didn't even know the plane was gone till the reporter called. Candace says she gave Susan 5 hours of dual instruction as a Christmas gift in 2008, but she'd never been signed off to solo, wasn't deemed ready, and did not have permission to use the plane. Ready or not, Susan pulled off a perfect dead-stick landing in the hayfield when the plane ran out of fuel after 250 miles, not a scratch on it. She's been charged with suspicion of grand theft and theft of an aircraft. This story's pretty weird, but not really much of a mystery. See, Candace told the paper she'd had a falling out with her tenant and says she left Susan a voicemail last Tuesday telling her she'd have to leave. You know, I'm told there are about 20,000 people who listen to these Aerocasts each day, and a considerable majority of you are guys. Based on statistics, that tells me that probably 10,000 of you could have told Candace from personal experience what would happen when she left that voicemail. Only in our version, the Piper would be found smoldering, or just offshore in 6 feet of salt water, right? That's the latest from Aero News. Yeah, or the Corvette. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, EAA's government guy, Earl Lawrence, explains how the NTSB has reached some conclusions about the safety of home-built aircraft based on skewed data. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.